Welcome to Torah Timach Anachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mandelowitz, and our perek of study for today in Tehillim is Kuf Yud Tet, chapter 119. A little honesty here. Some of us find this chapter just too long, too hard to say, too difficult to get through. My hope today is that we can find some keys, some landmarks, to give us direction in navigating this perek, so this chapter becomes not only accessible, but deeply, deeply beloved. And in order to do so, I believe first we begin with an introduction, starting from deep in the perek, but then we'll cycle back around. Jumping to Pasuk Samach Bet, verse 62, which reads, Chatos Laila Akum, Lehodos Lach Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. At midnight I will arise to thank you, because of your righteous judgments. Many of us are familiar with the Chazal brought in Brachot Daf Gimel Amud Bet, that David had a harp that was suspended above his bed, and at midnight the wind would blow, playing that harp, a beautiful tune. David would then arise and sing Shira to Hashem. I think the understanding is that he was deep in sleep until that happened. Not exactly so. Rav Ashi is quoted on the very same page saying, until midnight, David studied Torah. At midnight, hearing that harp, he jumped up to begin singing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, David was not just Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael, was not only the composer of some of the most beautiful songs that exist in Judaism, in Yiddishkeit. Rather, David was also, foremost perhaps, a formidable Talmud Chacham, Torah scholar. In fact, Chazal continues to tell us in Echa Rabasi, that when all of the Jewish people would hear the voice of David studying Torah late into the night, they would say, if David, king of Israel, is studying Torah, certainly so must we. And immediately, following the beautiful example of their scholarly king, they also arose and began to study Torah deep into the night. And so this is the perek that is the song of David to the beauty and the essential place that the Torah has in our religion. And in fact, there's a very important parallel between the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the five books of the Torah, which correlate to the Chamisha Sifrei Tehillim, the five books of Tehillim. And I think, again, if we can create some system of understanding this perek, we'll be able to then access how beautiful is the relationship, the awe, the reverence David has for the Torah, and sing the song of the role that Torah plays in shaping the life and the day of every single Jew. The key here, I believe, is one that we can take in our pocket and take through, following the Radak. The Radak points to the Seder, to the order of this particular perek, and before the 10 keys that he gives us, let's understand. The length of the perek is composed of every letter of the Aleph Bet, each one the start of not just one pasuk as we've seen before, but 8 psukim. In other words, there are 8 verses for every letter of the Aleph Bet going in order. As we've said before, any chapter that is composed according to the order of the Aleph Bet indicates a certain order. First of all, indicates an importance to this particular perek, but also implies an orderly ascent towards self-perfection. There's a system here. There's a program here of how a person climbs the rungs of the ladder to become more perfect, to become more refined. The number 8 is deeply significant. In the understanding of the numbers, according to Kabbalah, and this is a system explained and brought down by the Maharal, we find that the number 6, which are the 6 dimensions of our 3D world, a cube has 6 sides, represents the physical world. The number 7 represents the infusion of spirituality into our physical world. The best example is Shabbos, where that is the 7th day. We're still in the world of physicality, but we elevate it to something more spiritual. Number 8 is Limala Min HaTeva. Number 8 is escaping the limits, the rigidity of the physical world, and soaring to a higher place. And so this chapter, composed of every single letter of the Aleph Bet 8 times, is the system that will take us to that place of Lemala Min HaTeva. The system that gives us access to the Torah, which lifts a Jew above the challenges he faces, which lifts a Jew above the limits and rigidities of this world, and allows us to transcend the difficulty with the power of the Torah, which takes us Lemala Min HaTeva. And here's the key. The Radak, in his introduction to this chapter, points out that in the 176 verses of this chapter, there are 10 key words. And every single pasuk, every single verse in the chapter, contains at least one of these words. And every single one of these 10 key words is another aspect or another dimension of the Torah itself. Here are the 10. Number one is the word Torah itself. Torah, as in Torah HaChatat, is how we do the mitzvot. Derech is a word that refers to tikkun hamidot, refining our interactions and the ways in which our neshama expresses itself. Chukim are the mitzvot, the commandments, that we don't understand the reason behind them. Mitzvah, of course, is a commandment, which indicates the lashon of tzivoy, of command. Mishpatim, according to the Radak, are the commandments which will navigate our interaction bin adam lechavera, between ourselves and our fellow man. Eidot are a memorial to the relationship that we have between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Things like Pesach, Tzitzit, Tfilin, the mitzvot that, again, testify to the bond between ourselves and God. Pkudim are the mitzvot, according to the Radak, that shehasechel more alehem. These are mitzvot that our intellect would understand, where perhaps human beings in a civilized society would actually create similar laws. Tzedek is the tzituk ha-mitzvot, the justice behind the mitzvot. Dibur, amira, is the statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a general language for all mitzvot that come to us as the word of God. And the last word that would indicate a commandment or a mitzvah or an aspect of the Torah is the word emunah itself, which means that when we fulfill the Torah, we are fulfilling, in the words of the Radak, kiyum dvaro bivriyat ha'olam. We are acting on our emunah, our faith, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with this Torah. And every activity, every action that we take in fulfillment of the Torah is an act of emunah, is an act testifying to our faith in God as the creator of the world. So again, there's a very, very impressive system over here. For those of us who love order, this is speaking to you. For those of us who find order intimidating, let's get into it and see the joy that it brings. This goes according to the letters of the Aleph Beit, with the number 8 that lifts us Lemala Min HaTeva. Every single pasuk in this particular chapter is going to have one of these, at least one of these 10 keywords. And it's with this that we sing to the Torah. Now, in the time that we have, I'd like for us to go through a few. Certainly we won't get to all, but a few of these psukim, to see the way in which this system mandates, shapes the beauty of our lives and our relationship with the Torah throughout every single day, throughout every single moment. Beginning at the very beginning, Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Ashrei simimei darech ha'olchim besoras Hashem. Praiseworthy are those whose ways are complete, whose ways are wholesome, who walk with the Torah of Hashem. And I believe a key word here, and again, of course, we find one of our key words here. It is Torah itself. Ha-holchim b'torat Hashem. The ones who walk, the ones who go. The beauty of a system is that it gives an answer to every place where you are. Praiseworthy is the Jew. We are not just floating aimlessly with confusion through life. And when we bump into a stumbling block, we say, okay, where or how would I figure out how to handle this? Praiseworthy are we. Fortunate are we that there is a system, that there is a direction, that there is a path, that will mandate and give us an answer to ha-holchim, which is the way in which we go. What is the path? What is the direction? And it's the beauty again here of there being a system and there being a way in which every aspect of life, the high notes, the joy, the difficult, perhaps dark times, there's a system, there's an order, there's a direction of what is the way in which a Jew handles or deals with this particular element. Which leads us then, we're jumping around somewhat, to Pasuk Nun Zayin, which is the letter Chet, Chelki Hashem Amati, Lishmor Devarecha. As Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch explains over here, and again here the key word is Dvarecha, the word of God, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. It doesn't matter what life grants or denies me. My role, Chelki, my job is Lishmor Dvarecha. And this is an idea that is tremendously empowering. It is empowering to a human being to know that when I cannot control the circumstances, I cannot control what people or life brings me, it's empowering to know that I'm not paralyzed. However, Chelki, I have a job. I can find a purpose, I can find a seder, I can find a direction by knowing that the Torah has an answer to how do I understand or how do I navigate, what is the response of a Jew to these circumstances. And that order and that purpose allows us to take the next step forward. Pasuk Samach Vav. Tuv ta'am vada'at lamdeni, ki b'mitzvosecha he'emanti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teach me the good taste and the understanding of your mitzvot, because he'emanti, I believed in them. The first step in observance of mitzvot is emuna. The first step is no questions. I don't need necessarily understanding. The first step is HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded this, and therefore this is what I keep, therefore this is what I observe. After that, we can perhaps ask for a tuv ta'am. As Rabbi Ruchem Levavitz from the Mir says, we eat not because we love the taste. A human being eats to survive. The favor, the goodness of God is that the food we must eat to survive also has a good taste. And we're lucky on a day where the food tastes good. We keep the mitzvot because of emunah. We keep the mitzvot because Hashem said so. If we are worthy to the chesed of Hashem, we sometimes have a ta'am. We sometimes have another level or another idea of how or where this mitzvah impacts or benefits or brings beauty to my life. That's the ta'am. The emunah is why we keep the mitzvot. The ta'am is the chesed that comes after in terms of our perhaps understanding or perhaps having an idea of how or where my life is more beautiful or more purposeful or more deep through keeping this mitzvah. Pasuk Tzadi Zayin, we're in the letter Mem. Mo'ahafti sorasecha, kol hayom hisichasi. With time, with molding myself to the shape of the mitzvot, with allowing them to give me direction and order and system, and trying to make myself equal before every mitzvah, I find, kol hayom hisichasi, the system of the mitzvot becomes an all-encompassing relationship, an all-encompassing aura, because every moment has purpose, and then I talk about it, I revel in it, every moment of every day. Until we come to Pasuk Kuf Hei, we're in the letter Nun, Ner liragli dvarecha, ve'ol nesivasi. When I shape myself to the shape that the mitzvot mandate, when I place myself within the system, the mitzvot then become the nil. They begin to shed a spark of light on my path, like a nil, like a fire, which eventually bathes all of my life, ve'ol nesivasi, in a great, all-encompassing, warming light that lights up my entire life. Until, we'll cycle back now a bit to Pasuk Tet Zayin, verse 16, where we actually read the words of, and I'm sorry, I'm just turning back, B'chukosecha esh ta'asha. I will rejoice in your statutes, Lo eshkach devarecha. I will not forget your words. And the translation of the Radak on Bechukosecha eshtaasha. When I introspect in the mitzvot, ani mishtasheya bahem. There is a joy that I have. Lefikach, therefore, I will not forget them. Because the mitzvot themselves and the Torah itself becomes lesason ulesimchat libi. They become the very joy of my life. The system, the order of the mitzvot, when I allow it to cast its light and fill every corner of every day, of every moment of my life, they become my greatest, greatest joy. And it's this joy that David embraces and sings about. The joy of being a person whose emuna is based on something. Emuna to David is not just a feeling of Hashem is with me. Emuna begins with my stretching myself to be a ne'eman, to be one who is faithful and trustworthy to the mitzvot of Hashem. My embracing and submitting myself to the system of the mitzvot, whereby I allow them to then shed their light on every single section of every part of my day. I can then become a Baal Emuna because I'm part of the system. And I'd like to end with a pasuk that I think has become a particularly unique song to all of us in our day and age. Pasuk Lamed. Derech Emuna Bachalti. Mishpatecha Shivisi. These are the words, of course, that many of us are familiar with, written on a whiteboard by Agam Berger, one of our hostages who was Baruch Hashem brought back home. And in the helicopter on her way home, and we found out later of the Shabbatot that she kept in a tunnel in Gaza. We found out later of the mitzvot that she embraced, that were her all, that were her light for herself and for those all around her. And these words of David HaMelech from Perekuf Yutet are the words that she wrote as she came back home. Derech emuna bachalti. It is the mitzvot in the deepest tunnel in Gaza. It is the mitzvot, Baruch Hashem, to those of us who are free to keep them, that become the building blocks for all of us to build a life of joy, a life of emuna, to choose that it will be derech emuna bachalti. In the words of Agam Berger, derech emuna shafti. And it is through emuna and embracing the mitzvot of Hashem that I have returned home. May each of us be zoche to be Jews who will return home through the power of the mitzvot and the power of the emunah that they build. Thank you for studying Le'ilei Nishmot Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheirit HaPleta. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.